We always hear about like the national stuff, right? You know, the big economic numbers and all that. But the real interesting stuff is often happening right where we live. And today, well, we've got a chance to do just that. Zoom in, you know, because you've shared a bunch of audit reports for the city of McLeod, Oklahoma with us from, let's see, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, and 2019. Now, I know when you hear audit reports, you might be thinking, oh boy, this is going to be a snooze fest. But trust me, these numbers tell a story, like a financial journey of this community over almost a decade.
I mean, it's like taking a look at the city's financial health report card, you know, like a regular checkup. These audits, they give us this independent assessment of where McLeod stood financially at these different points in time and how they were managing their money, their resources, you know, all that. It's a detailed, like, look under the hood. And our goal today really is to kind of pull out the most interesting and significant findings for you without getting bogged down, you know, in all the accounting jargon.
We're not going to get lost in the weeds. We're not going to be like, oh, what's this line item and all that. We're going to try to uncover those key trends, you know, the financial ups and downs, the stuff that gives us a real sense of how McLeod's finances like evolved over time. We'll be focusing on two main parts. First, the governmental activities. So, you know, the core services you think of, like the administration, police and fire department, street maintenance, all that stuff that's usually funded by taxes. And then second, the business type activities. These are they're mostly run like businesses, bringing in revenue through fees for services like water, sewer, and trash that's handled by the Public Works Authority. And then there's the Economic Development Authority as well. Okay, so 2011. Way back when. Let's jump in.
All right, so 2011, we look at the statement of net assets for what are called the proprietary funds, which is essentially the business side of the city. And that includes, like we said, the Public Works Authority and the Economic Development Authority. And their total net assets at the end of 2011 were just over $1.8 million. And one thing that's interesting right off the bat is that they're reported separately, the Public Works Authority and the Economic Development Authority. Which is actually, I think, a good sign because it allows us to see clearly how each of these sort of revenue-generating parts of the city, how they were doing on their own,
Yeah, that makes sense.
you know, on their own two feet financially.
So then we jump ahead to 2012. And the statement of net activities, I think that gives us a broader view of, well, you know, everything that's going on financially in McLeod. What jumps out at you from that year?
Well, in 2012, the big picture, right? The total net expenses for everything the city does came to about $990,000. But then, as we break that down, just the governmental activities, the stuff we talked about, police, fire, that kind of thing, they actually had a net expense of over $1.1 million. But the business type activities, the ones that charge fees for services, they actually generated a net revenue of about $119,000.
Oh, interesting.
So it's already hinting at a trend here, potentially. The traditional government functions, they're costing more to run than they bring in directly, which, you know, often happens in cities. But it's those utility services that seem to be helping offset those costs.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? I mean, everyone needs water. Okay, so 2013 looks a little different, and that's because the audit covers a shorter period. It ends on March 31st. Why the weird time frame?
So that shorter period in 2013, it basically signals that the city was changing up its fiscal year. They were transitioning their fiscal year end so that, you know, this report only covers 9 months instead of a full year.
Okay, that makes sense.
So just a snapshot. For that partial year, though, the statement of activity shows the total net expense was just under $350,000 for the city as a whole. And once again, we see that the governmental activities had a net expense, this time about $424,000. And the business type activities, they were still doing well. Net revenue of about $74,000. So even in a shorter time frame, that pattern we saw in 2012 seems to be holding up.
Okay. So then we skip ahead to 2014. And the statement of net position, this time it's using something called a modified cash basis. It gives us another snapshot. What do we see there?
Well, in 2014, we see that the total net position for the city had actually grown to over $3.3 million. The governmental activities part of that was about $2.1 million, and the business type activities were at $1.2 million. Now, this thing about modified cash basis, it's basically a way of accounting where they're mainly tracking when money actually comes in and goes out, as opposed to when it's earned or owed. So it gives you a really clear picture of that immediate cash flow, but it's just something to keep in mind. It's not the full long-term picture. But the big takeaway here, the city's overall financial position looks a lot better than those earlier years.
Yeah, they're in a much better place. Okay, then we have kind of a time jump to our last report, which is from 2019. What does McLeod's financial world look like then?
Okay, so 2019, the statement of net position, and it's still using that modified cash basis. It shows the total net position had gone up even more to just over $4 million.
Okay.
The governmental activities were at about $2.2 million, and the business-type activities were at nearly $1.8 million. So when we look at this whole period from 2011 to 2019, there's a pretty clear trend. The city's total net financial position, it's growing.
It's good news.
Yeah, generally, their financial health seems like it was improving during those years.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay, so let's dig a little deeper. Let's look at where the money was coming from and where it was going. Starting with the governmental side of things. Now, in 2011, there's a note about the total operating revenues for the Public Works Authority and the Economic Development Authority.
Right. So combined, their operating revenues were a bit over $1.14 million in 2011. This gives us a baseline, right, of how much revenue the city's enterprise functions were bringing in at the very beginning of our little journey here.
Makes sense. So let's move to 2012. Specifically for those core governmental activities, what did their revenues and expenses look like?
In 2012, the governmental activities, their total revenue was about $345,000. But their total expenses were a lot higher, almost $1.6 million.
Well, that's a big gap.
It is, and it really shows how those typical government functions like police, fire, administration, they usually cost more to provide than they bring in directly.
Right.
So they rely on things like taxes, grants, to cover that difference.
Yeah, of course. And it looks like that pattern of expenses being higher than revenue continued into that shorter period in 2013, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Just for those 9 months ending in March 2013, the governmental activities brought in about $546,000 in revenue, but their expenses were about $970,000. So again, less money coming in than going out.
Okay. What about 2014, the governmental funds? How did their revenues and expenditures compare then?
Well, in 2014, they reported revenues of just over $1.45 million, but their expenditures were almost $1.77 million. Still higher spending than income. Now, the full audit report would give more detail on how they handled this. Maybe they used other funding sources, like taking on some debt, or maybe they moved some money around from different parts of their budget.
Right, right. Makes sense. Okay, last one for the governmental funds. In 2019, did that gap between revenue and spending change much?
By 2019, things had shifted a little. Their total revenue was about $1.58 million, and their expenditures were a bit over $1.62 million. So they were still spending a bit more than they were bringing in, but that gap had shrunk compared to 2012 and 2013.
Oh, that's interesting.
It might mean they made some effort to either boost their revenue or be more careful with their spending.
Yeah, maybe both.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch gears. Let's look at those business-type activities. How did their revenues and expenses stack up over these years? We've got some specific numbers for 2011 for both the Public Works Authority and the Economic Development Authority.
Yeah, so for the Public Works Authority, most of their revenue in 2011 came from fees for those essential services. Water sales brought in about $464,000, sewer fees were around $304,000, and garbage fees were about $220,000. So, you know, pretty consistent necessary services. Now, the Economic Development Authority, they got most of their money, their operating revenue, that is, from grants, about $77,000, and then miscellaneous revenue of about $27,000. So it shows those two entities, even though they're both under this business type umbrella, they're getting their income in very different ways.
Yeah, totally different approaches. So in 2012, if we look at the business type activities overall, how did the total revenues compare to their expenses?
All right, so in 2012, the business type activities had total revenues of a little over $1.13 million, and their total expenses were about $1.06 million. Hmm. So a key difference from the governmental side.
Yeah.
Because it means they were actually making more money than they were spending.
They were in the black.
Exactly, which is good news for the city's finances overall.
And that pattern of revenue being higher than expenses, did it continue in that shortened 2013 period?
It did. For those 9 months ending in March 2013, they had total revenues about $290,000, and their expenses were about $215,000. Again, more money coming in than going out.
Solid. Okay, how about 2014? What was the operating income looking like for those proprietary funds then?
2014 was a pretty good year for them. They had total operating revenues of almost $1.25 million, and total operating expenses were just under $800,000. So that means their operating income was really strong that year.
Yeah, that's a pretty big difference.
It is. And it really emphasizes how important these services are to the overall financial picture of the city.
Yeah, it's definitely making a difference. Okay, so by 2019, were the Public Works Authority and the Economic Development Authority still doing well, still bringing in that strong operating income?
They were. In fact, their total operating revenues had increased to over $1.5 million by 2019. And their total operating expenses were about $1.03 million. So that trend of strong operating income, it was definitely continuing and even getting stronger. It really shows how crucial those services are to McLeod's financial health.
It really does. It seems like those business type activities, especially those consistent service fees from the Public Works Authority, they're playing a really important role in keeping things stable. Okay, so let's change gears a little bit and talk about debt and capital assets, what the city owns and what it owes. There's a note from 2011 about the city's budget process.
Yeah, it just mentions that the city formally adopts a budget every year. It might seem like, well, duh, of course they do, but it's important.
Yeah.
Because they're thinking ahead, you know, being responsible. They're making a plan for how much money they expect to have and how they're going to spend it. It helps them keep their spending in check and plan for the future.
Right, yeah. It's like having a roadmap, right?
Exactly.
Okay, 2012. There's a note about capital asset activity. So what kind of changes did we see in the things the city owns that year?
So in 2012, they had increases in things like land and buildings and fixtures and equipment for the governmental funds. So basically, things that the core government uses.
Okay.
And importantly, the Public Works Authority, they also saw increases in their land and buildings, and specifically in their wastewater treatment plant. So it seems like the city was investing in both the general government stuff and in those key utility services.
So investing in the future.
Yeah, exactly. Making sure things are running smoothly.
All right. The 2014 audit, it seems like it gives us even more detail about the city's long-term debt, you know, the money that they owe. What did we learn about those obligations?
Yeah, so in 2014, they talked about a lease for a backhoe for the governmental activities. And they had a note with the OWRB, that's the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, for their sewer system, which is part of the business type activities. And what's really interesting, they actually refinanced that sewer system debt, which got them a lower interest rate. That's a smart move, you know, because it saves them money in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. Interest rates can really add up. Okay, so let's jump ahead to 2019. What's the situation with the city's capital assets and accumulated depreciation? That's like, you know, the wear and tear on those assets over time.
Right. So in 2019, their depreciable capital assets for the governmental activities, those were valued at a little over $4.2 million. And for the business type activities, it was even higher, over $7.4 million. And as you'd expect, the amount of accumulated depreciation had also gone up because, you know, things get used.
Of course.
But there's this new category in the 2019 report called construction in progress.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, which means they were working on some new capital projects during that year.
So still investing, even towards the end of our little timeline here. Okay, let's talk about some of those more specific details and changes that pop up in these audits. Early on, there are a couple of mentions of no current year findings.
Right. So seeing that in the schedule of current findings and responses for both 2011 and 2012, that's a really good sign. Basically, it means the auditors, they didn't find any big problems or weaknesses in how the city was doing its financial reporting.
Okay.
Or in how they were following the rules.
Yeah.
At least not within what they were looking at.
Gotcha. And then something that comes up in all of these audits is that they use a modified cash basis of accounting. We talked about it briefly, but can you explain a little more about what that means in practice?
Sure. So most big companies, they use what's called accrual accounting, which means they record revenues when they earn them, even if they haven't received the money yet. And they record expenses when they happen, even if they haven't actually paid the bill yet.
Makes sense.
But modified cash basis is a bit different. It's more like how you would track your own personal checking account.
Oh, okay.
You know, you write down the money coming in and going out when it actually happens.
Gotcha.
Now, the modified part means there are a few exceptions. They do keep track of their long-term assets, like buildings and infrastructure, and they record depreciation. But it's mostly about the cash flow.
So it shows us what's happening with the money right now, but not necessarily the long-term financial picture. Okay. In the 2014 audit, there's a note about some restricted cash for the fire department. What was that about?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. It seems like the county had some sales tax money that was specifically set aside for the city's fire department.
Okay.
But even though the city could use that money to buy equipment and stuff, the counties still technically own those assets. It shows how different levels of government, you know, they can have these specific rules about how money is used.
Right. Makes sense. And also in 2014, there's a mention of interfund transactions, basically moving money around between the different funds that the city has.
Right. So think of it like moving money between your own bank accounts. The city does this to make sure the money is going where it needs to go. In 2014, they had transfers for general operations, for a lake tax fund, something related to a ground lease, and for buying capital assets. It helps you see how the money flows within the city's different financial buckets.
Yeah, like where it's all going and how it all works together. Okay, last one. In the 2019 audit, there's a schedule that compares the general fund's budget to what actually happened. And there are some pretty big differences. What can we learn from those?
Those differences can be really telling. For example, let's say the sales and use taxes were way higher than they budgeted for.
Yeah.
That could mean the local economy was doing better than they expected. Or on the flip side, if they got less grant money than they thought they would, that might mean they had trouble securing that funding.
It could be all sorts of things. Okay, so we've covered a lot. We've looked at McLeod's financial journey from 2011 to 2019, and we've really dug into those audit reports. What would you say are the biggest takeaways from this deep dive?
Well, the big picture is that McLeod seems to have been doing pretty well financially during that period. The thing that really stands out is how strong and consistent those business-type activities were, especially the Public Works Authority. Those water, sewer, and trash services, they were a really positive force in the city's overall finances, always bringing in more money than they spent. Now, the governmental activities, the ones providing those core services, they generally had more expenses than revenue, which is pretty common.
Right.
So they had to rely on taxes, grants, and those transfers we talked about to cover the difference.
Makes sense. And it's just so fascinating how these audit reports, which honestly can seem kind of boring at first glance, can give us this really detailed look into the city's financial world.
Totally. And for anyone who wants to know how their local government is managing their money, these reports, while they can be a little complex, they offer a lot of transparency and insight.
They really do. Okay, so based on what we've learned, what do you think the future holds for McLeod? What opportunities and challenges might they face? And what questions might someone want to explore further in these reports to really understand the city's priorities for the future? That's something for you to think about, and we'll leave it there for today. Thanks for joining me for this deep dive.